For years, you all have continued to promote fossil fuels despite knowing that promoting them means promoting environmental racism and violence in Black and brown communities. You all are still promoting and selling fossil fuels that are killing millions of people. This is a striking example of white supremacy.
The hell did I just hear? Did we fall down and hit our heads collectively? Did I accidentally eat some poisonous mushrooms? Did someone slip me a thing of acid or something? Like, what did I just hear? That was Representative Cori Bush saying that oil and gas are racist. Apparently. I'm not quite sure how that works out. She says that oil executives are racist and that it's environmental racism and they kill people all the time, millions of them, and oil companies are white supremacy. Okay. And she's actually on the House Oversight Committee's subcommittee on the environment. Jeez, everything's racist. Welcome back to the show. Friday, danalash.com. Coming up, I have some hate mail. I have people who are mad over the way I say nativity. I have people who are mad because I mocked Mayor Pete Buttigieg's chest feeding. And then I have people mad because I had Meghan McCain on the show. Yeah, so it's going to be fun. You don't want to miss it. So I'm just trying to figure out how fossil fuels kill people. She says the facts are clear. And she said that more Black people than other people who are not Black apparently, I guess, are killed by fossil fuels. I don't know. I'm like reading the transcript of what she's saying and it does not make sense. And then she says she's a Black congresswoman with asthma. Am I missing something?
Is she going as far as the emissions from vehicles that use oil and gas? Is she saying that they pollute the air enough and her having asthma, she's going to die from that? Mm. Or that people, millions and millions of people have died from that?
She said, no, she doesn't say, she said that she doesn't have the exact numbers, but yes, all the oil refineries are in Black communities. And literally, she says this. I'm reading the transcript from Gravian, by the way. So they have the transcript. Okay. And then she's like, I'm a Black congresswoman with asthma. And she blames them. And because she has asthma, that's also racist. So, dude, I think you got to be drunk to deal with this woman. That's the only way. Right? You just have to numb yourself to everything in order to deal with her. Jeez. I didn't know that oil refineries were only in Black communities, though. Why are Black communities not richer? Think all these oil refineries. Yeah. I mean, dang. So I don't know. So everything is an example of white supremacy in a critical race theory world. I don't know. But hey, if she does want to take issue with, say, urban planning, maybe, just maybe, take a little peeksie over at the party that actually structured urban planning the way it is today. Maybe take a look at what FDR was doing. Just saying, because he ruined entire historically Black communities by moving people. Just saying. Good heavens. Climate, I keep seeing that, like, climate is racist, all this stuff is, I mean, that somehow if some part of the world gets, or some part of the United States gets more rain than another part, it's because of racism or something, I don't know. Apparently racism is magical and can make all kinds of crazy stuff happen. It doesn't make any sense to me. So some of the, like I said, we got headlines and then we got mailbag of hate coming up. I don't even know. So people got mad because Kristen Sinema wore a denim vest, which I thought, I didn't have any problem with it. And what's her face? Anna Navarro was mad that she wore a denim vest. And Anna Navarro, who constantly brings race into everything, she says, no woman of color could possibly dress like this and act like this and be taken seriously, much less be elected. except, well, you know, you do that every day on television, and that doesn't seem to be an issue. I mean, her commentary is the equivalent of a denim vest. So I actually did not have any problems with the denim vest. But wait a minute. Isn't it like all these women were sitting here completely going off on her because she's wearing a denim vest? Aren't these the same broads that get mad whenever you talk about Hillary's pantsuit? Are these not the same broads that get mad whenever you bring up the apparel of a Democrat? Remember when everybody was talking about Jill Biden not wearing pantyhose in that one event that she did with what's her face, Kate Middleton or whatever? And Jill Biden needed to be wearing pantyhose. At some point, when you got spots on your legs and you are an older lady, you need to be covered. That's why they made pantyhose. Okay? And people were like, why is she not wearing hose? Why is she not wearing pantyhose? And everybody was saying, well, that's so sexist. I can't believe you would talk about that. That's so sexist. Because that was breaking a norm. But freaking out over a denim vest is just, that's acceptable. But you can't talk about pantyhose for a formal event where everybody, every other woman was wearing them. But the denim vest and then going off on her, going, and then like making jabs about her weight and everything else, which I don't know where, I've seen some of those remarks. I'm like, some of these broads that have been going after on that, I'm like, have you compared your weight with hers? Because I really don't think you have any room to talk. It's a denim vest. Get over it, Cynthia. It's a denim vest. Goodness. I have a Cynthia that wrote me a piece of hate mail. I was only saying it because I heard, I like the way Theo Vaughn says it. So that's why I've been, and plus, I'm so tired of getting mail from Karens, like actual literal Karens who are like complaining to me about Karen. So we're going to, and then I'm going to get hate mail from Cynthia's too. But I actually do, but not about that issue. It's about a different issue. Oh my gosh. This is insane. So this, I actually like the vest. I didn't think there's anything, but they were focusing on that than anything else. She's representing her constituents. End of story. She's representing her constituents, and people are mad about it. So this, it's a complete double standard entirely. So a few other things here. The Biden administration is looking to pay illegal immigrant families separated at the border $450,000 per person in settlements. So we're paying people for committing crimes now. And now people are like, well, where are reparations then? Oh, jeez. How are we going to divide that up, by the way? But we'll come back to that in a minute. They said that Biden administration, and looking at this, there were some families that are mad because they entered the country illegally, and to make sure that they were not engaged in child trafficking for a brief period, they were separated from their kids. What gets me is that I think that this lawsuit, all these lawsuits are bunk, unless they're also including the Obama administration, and those were the people that first introduced the policy, because their policies on open border contributed to such a massive influx of people entering illegally that people were actually renting out their kids to do it. And they wanted to make sure that kids were not being trafficked. And that's why, for the protection of those kids. So most of the families include one parent, and one child. They crossed illegally. They actually want a payment. You know, the government is not liable for protecting its border. Why haven't these same families like sued Mexican government? You know, if you cross illegally into Mexico, they throw you in jail. There are stories of that. But see, that's okay. They can do that. The United States can't do it. So I just think if you shouldn't get paid for breaking a law. We don't apparently have any acknowledgement of personal responsibility. If you break a law, it's not a part of the offended party. It's not their problem. It's your problem. It doesn't make sense. But this payout, they're looking at over $1 billion for payout. $450,000 per person in compensation. And then now, as a result of this, there are a lot of far left people that are mad, and they're like, well, the Biden administration will propose this, but he won't do reparations. So now reparations is trending on social media because people are mad that this is because you have black progressives that are angry at Mexicans and Venezuelans and El Salvadorans, everybody else coming in from the border. And they're mad because they feel like that they're white adjacent and getting better. I just can't even make this stuff up. They're getting better treatment. and they're asking where are the reparations. My question about the reparation issues, how is this divided up? Like, do you have to, because, you know, like some of my family hadn't always, well, I have some family members of mine that were always here and they were here first. And then I have some family members that came over from Ireland. And I have some family members that came over from Norway. And I'm just curious, like what percentage, like, so I would be owed, I guess, a percentage, but then I would have to pay a percentage. And then Irish people were treated horrifically and they were kept in servitude. So do Irish people also get some of that? Because they had their land and et cetera stripped from them and they were treated so poorly. That was one of the big objections with John Kennedy when he was running for office, was he was an Irishman. So I'm just curious, like, how is that broken up? And then is so like you have to be like X percentage of this and then you would have to pay that percentage. And then what happens to people who just arrived in the United States, right? How much are they on the hook for? I'm just curious, like, how do we, oh, nobody stopped to figure that out? Jeez, this is all so dumb. Everything is dumb. Oh, and then what about, you want to have a discussion about reparations, what about those nations in the continent of Africa that sold people, warring tribes, etc., that sold people into slavery? What percentage are they on the hook for? Just curious. I mean, if we're going to be correct about this, right? Just wondering. Yeah, so this is, I can't even believe that this is something that's being pushed. I don't think enough people know about this. It's a legitimate thing. AP has reported it, Reuters, Yahoo News. It was trending for a little bit. Now reparations is trending because people are mad over it. So a lot of stuff here. Mm-mm-mm.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So there's a little rumor going around that Nancy Pelosi was kicked out of a meeting with the White House Progressive Caucus amid the tense budget talks. Ooh, interesting. That's tough beans, man. House Speaker Pelosi found herself persona non grata at a meeting with the Progressive Caucus. She was trying to persuade them to not be nuts, and they said, no, we want to be, and they kicked her out. That's all you need to know, right? And then they were like, that's not true. She just like stopped by. So she was there. Okay, yeah, so it's true. Like she got kicked out. Like nobody believes that she didn't stop. Let's see. Biden and Democrats are getting low marks on spending talks. It's a bad poll. It's from Associated Press and ORC. That's really all that's important about it. I mean, it's a good poll, but it's a bad poll for Democrats because they said what? Only 36% of Americans actually think that Biden knows what he's doing when it comes to handling this whole situation with the economy and approve. There you go. Bill de Blasio said he was dressed as Captain Kirk during his press conference yesterday as a tribute to Captain Kirk, but he was actually dressed as Spock. How do, fellow kids? Jeez. Yeah. Yeah, I know. For the love. So, let's see. NBC looks into the question of whether or not Kyrsten Sinema is bad for bisexuals. It's because of that denim vest. I'm telling you what, I've never seen a piece of clothing that was so damn divisive. Denim vests. Isn't it just part of a Canadian tuxedo, the denim vest? So because she's representing her constituency and because she wore a denim vest, I don't know, is she even bisexual? I don't even know. Or did they just, is she? I don't actually know because I don't care. I'm just like, can you legislate? That's it. Like, are you, I mean, unless you, how you sleep with people works as part of your job, then I don't really think it matters, right? It's like, can you legislate? Can you deliver pizza? Can you go in the military and kill people? Well, I don't know. The way I sleep with people gives me an advantage over killing terrorists than someone else who, it's shut up. It's the dumbest thing ever. I hate everything. So, apparently, a Broward school board member took a kid to a bar. Took a kid to a gay bar. I mean, gay bar or non-gay bar, why are they at a bar? Several kids, a class, not just several kids, Kane, a whole class of kids. They took them to the bar. Let's see, if my friend has one shot and I have one shot and he has another shot, who's drunker? Was that the problem? I don't know. I mean, they took them to a bar.
It was a gay bar.
A bar nonetheless, but yes, a gay bar. A bar. They took him to a gay bar, at which I think they're, you know, maybe a little bit more. But, dude, what is up? This is like, what, is it like Drag Queen Story Hour Part 2? I don't know. Let's see. Florida sues Biden and NASA over COVID vaccine mandates for federal contractors. That's due in part to best dad, Ron DeSantis, America's dad. Sweden suspends Moderna vaccine for those 30 years of age and under. Sweden is just spreading disinformation. Mexico, now this is what gets me. Mexico sent troops into Tulum after a shootout killed two tourists. So guess there goes my plans to go to Tulum. And that's in Quintana Roo. That sucks. They said that they sent 450 members of armed forces into Tulum after two foreign tourists were killed in a drug-related shootout. So, yeah, I guess it's just not going to go there.
The FBI is carrying out another political hit job. Can we trust it to do honest investigations anymore? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how the raid of Project Veritas and James O'Keefe ought to be chilling to every American. I'll also be joined by Iraq war veteran Daniel Gade, who will explain why he believes the VA's disability policy is leaving far too many vets sicker and poorer. Join me. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the transgender community, I am more than willing to give you an audience, but you will not summon me. I am not bending to anybody's demands. And if you want to meet with me, I'd be more than willing to, but I have some conditions. First of all, you cannot come if you have not watched my special from beginning to end. You must come to a place of my choosing and a time of my choosing. And thirdly, you must admit that Hannah Gadsby is not funny.
Oh, man. I'm telling you what, that is Dave Chappelle, and he's so hysterical on this. I don't even know who Hannah Gadsby is. I guess she's a comic. Yeah, LGBTQ. Yeah, nobody cares. Nobody cares. And if he says they're not funny, they're not funny. Everybody got mad at him over that. Welcome back to the show, DanaLash.com. Good to be with you today. Make sure you go sign up for that newsletter over at Substack. This is part of some of the wokery. I don't have this on the rundown because I had the audio, but did you guys see the way that they're trying to actually spin this? Because remember when I said that this is really difficult for the left, because when you're talking about vaccines and everything else, and cancel culture, a lot of the people now speaking up against some of this stuff are black athletes and black entertainers. I mean, there's a huge spectrum of all different beliefs and ethnicities that are speaking up about all of this stuff. And the left has no idea how to handle this, because in the past, their response has always been, well, if you disagree with this XYZ, then you're probably a racist, right? That's how they've always like discussed this stuff. But now they can't say that, because if they go after Dave Chappelle, then it's how I framed it last week. Oh, a bunch of white people are out there protesting Dave Chappelle outside of Netflix. So here's where Deadspin comes in. And Deadspin is a garbage progressive outlet, and I'm just going to make fun of them. So they have Kyrie Irving and Dave Chappelle are being used as black pawns on a white chessboard. This is literally the headline. Subhead. It's like watching two amateurs setting themselves up to fail, to fall victim to the Queen's Gambit. I've never heard of the guy who wrote this story, but I have heard of Chappelle and Irving. I never heard of the dude who's writing this story, but he's going to sit here and lecture them about being amateurs. I'm sure Dave Chappelle and Kyrie Irving are going to go cry into their money. It's a bigoted headline. Also, what the hell's a white chessboard? How do you play chess on an all white chessboard? How does that work?
It doesn't.
Yeah, I almost forgot that Deadspin was a thing. Right. Wow. That doesn't make any sense. This is when you know they're reaching so hard. It's an all-white chessboard. Nobody knows how an all-white chessboard works. That must be some kind of like supremacy chess you're playing there, dude. Nobody knows. But this guy published this like 40 minutes ago. Now, I'm still trying to show me the violence committed by Dave Chappelle's joke. Oh, wait, there was none. There wasn't any. I'm so tired of this stuff. See, this is what happens when people who are not white decide to speak against the white-run leftist hierarchy. Then your ethnicity and your everything is called into question. This is what I've said for 10 years. The left has tried to brand ethnicity. They've tried to brand any kind of religion. They've tried to brand all of this and make it like you cannot be authentically woman. You cannot be authentically black. You cannot be authentically Hispanic. You cannot be authentically Latino. You cannot be authentically anything or gay or whatever unless you are also a Democrat. Because once anyone in those groups starts pulling away or questioning progressive ideology, then they're nothing but amateur pawns on an all-white chessboard, as this headline so helpfully exemplifies here. That is some... Yeah, wouldn't an all-white chessboard, Kane notes, wouldn't it just be a big square? The hell is an all-white chessboard? I'm not quite sure. I don't know what that is. This is very, I'm going to so make fun of this on Twitter later. But that's what ends up happening every single time. Whenever you see this kind of stuff. Whenever you have people that question. Now, speaking of wokery, have you seen Daily Mail had this piece? I don't like Daily Mail, but they're the only conservative really publication in Europe. So bedtime is going woke. Can you imagine sitting down and reading anti-racist baby to your kids? What? Or A is for activist? That's annoying. Teacher dragon about diversity. Feminist baby. Feminist baby sounds like a bitch. Let's be real. Doing my Joe Biden whisper. Oh my gosh, there's a whole bunch of woke babies. Like, there's actually a sentence that goes, woke babies raise their fists in the air. Woke babies cry out for justice. Yeah, I'm really sure babies crying out for justice. Shut up. This is so dumb. Have you ever met a baby? Have you met a baby? That's why they're crying. Oh my gosh, this is so insane. They're ruining everything with the wokery. Stop it. Can you just write a compelling story? Good heavens. There's a book called No, My First Book of Protest. Like, woke babies is apparently like the big thing right now. It is, man, big griftin, spending G's, man. I'm telling you what. It is a very, very lucrative industry now. What are you looking at some of the titles?
I'm wondering, these can't be moving off the shelves as some lucrative thing. Well, who's paying for all this? There's no way that
nobody's
they're self-sustaining by publishing. It's not even possible.
Listen to this. Listen to this ridiculousness. Ready? Up, up, up on each knee, bent like half moons. Woke baby, you are an awakened dream. The hell? Look at your fists. Fingers curled into a panther's paw, pointing up, 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 reaching for justice. Or he's stretching because it's a baby.
You're reading this to babies?
Yeah, this is like a baby book. This sounds like the worst poetry I've ever read in my life. This is awful. Why is this not I feel like this is an SNL skit, but it's not. That's what's so dumb about this. Look, kids don't care about your stupid adult baggage. I feel like adults have forgotten what it's like to be kids. Kids don't like to be lectured. I remember even when I was a kid and I would come across books that seemed a little bit preachy. Guess what? Those were the books that we didn't read. You know the books that we read? Were like good stories. Scary stories to tell. That was my favorite book. I checked that out in the library so many times. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. That was my favorite book. There were two of them. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark and Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark 2. They made a live action movie of it a couple of years ago. That actually wasn't too bad because the drawings were actually pretty. It was illustrated by Stephen Gamble and the illustrations were amazing because it looked like ink dropped in water. It was just fabulous. Anyway, That was my favorite book growing up as a kid. I checked that book out at the library so many times. If you would go in the library, you would just see my name like over and over and over again on the card. It was the best. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, kids like fun books. Kids like, they like fun stories, imaginative stories. They don't want to read about a baby putting their fist in a panther's paw and stretching up for justice. It's stupid. It's dumb. Stop ruining children's imaginations because you're putting your stupid adult baggage on them. Oh my gosh. I don't know. I don't know how these are making money. I don't know how they're making money. And then, yeah, Kane shared with me, I can't even deal. Dude, I don't even want to talk about it. Some of the books, so there's a book called Gender Queer in Virginia school libraries, and it's literally soft porn. It's a bunch of cartoon people doing it. No joke.
Same sex.
Huh?
Same sex.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. I mean, it's hentai. Let's just be correct, okay? This is what this is. This is nuts. But they have this book actually in their libraries, and this is the kind of stuff that Terry McAuliffe is defending. I'm not going to describe it for you. Picture the worst, and there you go. You got it. It's insane. Like, back in my day, it was Garbage Pail Kids, right? We were actually just talking about Garbage Pail Kids on break and how we can't believe like how much leaky Lindsay cards go for now. Garbage Pail Kids were where it was at. That was about as edgy as you got. And that, but it was still fun and it was imaginative. We weren't reading books. I can't even actually in a way jokingly tell you what is in that genderqueer, the cartoon book for kids that's in Virginia. I can't. I cannot. I would have to actually put like a rated X advisory on that portion of the broadcast. That's how bad it is. But you know, I don't know how this is successful, but this is the kind of stuff. But Good Night Moon and all this other stuff, and Dr. Seuss is bad, but a dude servicing another dude in the pages of a kid's book in a Virginia school public library, totally fine. That's totally acceptable, apparently. And it's all about indoctrinating kids. Now, one of my friends, I have to share this one, it's talking about wokery. One of my friends, she's Mrs. L, Rhonda Izell. She's an amazing two-A activist. She was the lead plaintiff in Izell v. Chicago, and she's the founder of Chicago Guns Matter. She's the Illinois delegate for DC Project. Love this woman because she does not GAF, and she will go cut you if you want to sit here and take away her guns. I love her. But she tweeted this story yesterday, and I laughed out loud because I read it in her voice in my mind. ABC 7 Chicago said they had this story. I'm not kidding. Pollution impacting communities of color. ABC 7 race and culture reporter Will ABC 7 digs into the data, uncovering the Chicago area neighborhoods suffering the greatest impact from air pollution. What is now being done to clear the air tonight at 10? She retweets it and says, quote, damn, does anything affect any other community other than the black community? Air pollution. Let me know when the black community is the only species on the planet breathing air. Stay woke. I was reading this in her voice and I lost it. It's true though, right? I mean, everybody's going to argue over that, but how much y'all going to be paying for your Thanksgiving turkeys this year? Sidebar. Does anybody eat anything other than turkey? I hate turkey except for Thanksgiving. Oh, Juan just put his hand up.
What do you eat?
You don't have to talk.
Pork. All right.
I was going to say, if you don't feel comfortable, I just realized we're ambushing you. So what do you eat? Pork? You have pork?
Huh.
Like a tenderloin? How is it?
Yeah. It's just pork stuff with plantains and stuff like that.
Ooh, plantains are good. Yeah. Plantains and pork. That's actually really...
Wrapped in bacon, that's my favorite
so
part.
So we'll be over what time, Juan? What time are we coming over?
Bring a little bit of that to the party.
I just got a whole bunch of people coming over now for Thanksgiving. So who was it? Someone was telling me that they did fish for Thanksgiving. And I'm like, what is the matter with you? Why do you hate America? Like, if you're not eating meat, I don't care. It needs to be, I mean, it's, well, fish is meat, but not something that's in the ocean. That seems too healthy. I need bacon around it or loaded with gravy. This is the only way, right?
The people that do tofurkey.
What is like, even that?
That's tofu that's, I guess.
It's loaded with soy. That's how men get boobs.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want boobs, eat some soy.
But that seems to me a little bit virtue signally.
A If somebody served me tofurkey, I'd drop it on the floor, I think. That's not right. It's don't call it cutie little tofurkey. It's fake turkey. It's imitation turkey. That's what it is. It's not even real. I don't like... Okay, one last quick thing. I don't like food items that you can mash up and manipulate into to make them look like other food items. Like hot dog meat, right? It's weird.
Don't get me started on the turducken.
I don't like birds and birds like that. That's messed up, man.
I'm kind of curious about it.
That's like a wild experiment, bad, like mad scientist stuff. I just want one regular bird. That's all. Okay, God. I have a funny story about the very first time I prepared a turkey. It's hysterical, but I'm not going to tell you right now. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
Everybody talks about children, and Josh has heard me say it. I view it as a tax cut for middle-class families. A tax cut. We never have an argument when we talk about the wealthy. This is a tax cut. It changes the lives of the American people.
What's a tax cut? We're going to take more of your money. That's a cut. What? Welcome back to the show. DanaLash.com. Make sure you go and sign up for Substack, my newsletter. So, I've got a number of things here to discuss. The categorical denial by Fauci of gain of function research. He is bickering with Rand Paul's like, you forget I'm like a doctor. And Rand Paul's not just like a doctor. He's like a very well, he's a highly respected and top-notch doctor. He's an eye surgeon. He's like very, he knows what he's talking about. And to hear this, to see it, you know, Fauci's like, no, my science is the only science. My politics is science, is the only science that counts. Gas prices are haunting consumers at the pump, but PolitiFact is fact-checking any person on Facebook that dares to say this. I have this story for you coming up. You don't want to miss it. I have a bunch of other things, too. We're going to get into the latest with Loudoun County. We got some Rona. We got some economic stuff. And DeSantis, the only thing I'll ever fault that man is the haircut he had in the early aughts. Stay with us. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling kind of hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, inflation, the list goes on. There is something that you can do. You can buy from companies that believe what you believe and support your right to believe what you want to believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there has been one company that's willing to stand with you and has done so since 2012, and that's Patriot Mobile. It's America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the other major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations that fight for religious freedom, your constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responders as well. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and get free activation with offer code Dana. Get special discounts for veterans and first responders, also multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT.
In our health lead, why aren't more doctors recommending a life-saving treatment to their patients ill with COVID? A CNN investigation found that monoclonal antibodies, which dramatically lower the risk of hospitalization and death if taken early enough, are often out of reach for the people who need it most.
So you mean, wait a minute, the monoclonal antibodies that when Ron DeSantis started doing this like forever ago, they've lost their mind, those, and they said, he's a mad scientist. And now monoclonal antibodies exist. Oh, now this is the thing. Oh, okay. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. Good to be with you this Tuesday, working through this Halloween week together. Make sure you go sign up for my newsletter over at Substack, Chapter and Verse. I also included the link to the Spotify Halloween track listing, so if you are having any kind of spooky shindig, I have your party list. So you have it. Yeah, I have your track listing, so you can go and check that out, and I got the link in there for Spotify. So, yeah, I saw that soundbite, and I thought, when did you guys change your mind on that? I distinctly remember them not liking it and saying that Ron DeSantis was a nut job for including any kind of monoclonal treatment. It's been around for a year, but they've just discovered it. This is CNN. So a couple of things, and I have to get this headline out because I cannot wait to talk about this haircut anymore. It was going to be last. I was going to have it last segment, but they will never give DeSantis credit for that. And they just found out a full year after the whole process was authorized. Why aren't they more widely used? Maybe because you all were pushing the hype against it. And on top of that, Florida now has the lowest rates of cases and hospitalizations. I'm looking at new data that is out today. Oh, and it's from the conservative bastion, the New York Times, ladies and gentlemen, the New York Times. Yes. Yes, you didn't know that, did you? They said that literally the New York Times shows Florida having the lowest rate of new COVID cases per capita of all 50 states with no mandates, no passes, and no restrictions of which to speak. That is the New York Times that has this measured, everyone. That literally the New York Times. Wow. I've got receipts. They have the graph that's published. It's an interactive graph that's published on their website. I feel like someone owes Ron DeSantis an apology. But instead of offering him an apology, media, they're so terrified of him ever running for president. They want to ruin him now. Now, his wife has breast cancer. She's dealing with breast cancer. And they're going after him. They ran this stupid story. I don't know who wrote this. So back when he was in his 20s and he was like a teaching assistant in college, he partied with college girls. What? And probably some of the girls were under 21. Like they were probably like 20. Because that sometimes happens when you're at a college and you have college parties. Sometimes you have people who are 21 and over. And sometimes you have people who are college age but are under 21. Wow, that happens. And they were going on and on about this story. And when I was looking at it, I was like, okay, let's go see what this is all about. Let's go look. The only thing that I found offensive about this story was nothing except he had one of the early aughts haircuts. You guys know what I'm talking about? It's the haircut where for dudes, do you know what I mean by this story? They were like, oh, this outlet was like exclusive. We have pictures. And the first thing that I was like, okay, nobody cares. But the first thing that I saw was that his hair was a straight line across his forehead. And then they had a picture of him in like a yearbook and his hair was cut straight across his forehead. So he had lightened it, Justin Bieber style, and it was cut straight across his forehead, a straight line of hair. Dude, that is the only thing I'll judge him for. I can't believe this was a story. Oh my gosh. And they go, because they were talking about how some of the college freshmen were like a grade beyond being a high school senior. Duh, wow, that's how matriculation works. So shock. And they're trying so hard in this piece. They're like, DeSantis would have only been about 5 years older than some of the high school seniors. My husband was 8 years older than me. Yeah, so, which I have so much fun joking about. I didn't meet him until I was 21, so stop. Anyway, but they said, oh, DeSantis, because he's older, you know, he would have been in a position of, shut up. This is so goofy. There's literally nothing. There's nothing here. Nothing. Except that haircut. That haircut, though. Oh, man. You know what I'm talking about? Why was that a thing? Kane, I'm asking you this because you're a dude and you are familiar with that haircut.
I had a mullet all the way up to like 92, 93.
Okay, but I'm talking about like the hair that's like, it's a straight, straight line across your forehead. Dudes had that.
Yeah, I don't.
And it was taller on top. It was like poofy on top and a straight line.
Yeah, I can't speak for those
people. Like he had bangs.
Yeah. I can't speak for those people as to the reasoning.
And I saw that a lot, like in the aughts.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I think I was in college, and I had a dude ask me out on a date, but I could not deal with his hair, and I said no, because his hair had he had one of those haircuts, and I was like, no. My friends are like, he has a really, look, he's doing well for himself and all that. I'm like, I can't with that hair. never. I mean, you make a decision like that with your hair. But DeSantis, he was apparently the exception to that rule. He now he has great hair. But that hair in the aughts, that's the only thing that was bad about that story. Everything else was a reach. Wow, you mean a dude in college partied with other college people? Whoa.
I feel his haircut was acceptable then.
It totally was. Just like like bell-bottom pants came back when we were like in high school and college, which I don't know why.
Did they call that the bowl haircut?
Yeah, it's like poofier on top. Does that make sense? Like, it's not short on top.
Yeah,
it's not like military style.
Do you remember? Was it that what was the haircut where they were doing?
I blame
them
and
Caesar.
Yeah, it was kind of like a Caesar thing.
Like a Caesar cut.
Yeah, and they would put the gel on the end, and they would be kind of piecey.
I remember that.
And it was like poofier on top.
I remember.
I don't know who was like, that looks like a sweet haircut. Let's do that. I don't know who said that, but man, I don't know. Oh, that haircut was like, tell me that you sell cigarettes behind the gas station in your local, in your hometown without telling me that you sell cigarettes behind the gas station. I'm just saying, that's what that haircut reminded me of. Oh my gosh. All right. So I'm just saying, no hate here. I saw this from Olivia Rondeau on Twitter. Amazon Studios has a documentary out about Mayor Pete. Win or lose, their story changed history. Hashtag Mayor Pete Doc is coming to Prime Video November 12th. Why? He's not even the first gay cabinet member. So why? Rick Grenell was the first gay cabinet member. So why is this? He's in a position for which he is uniquely unqualified. So I'm curious, why this documentary? Well, because Dana, he goes to bed with people a certain way. Why is that a thing that everybody's supposed to be awed at still? Seriously, why is that a thing? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. That's all this dude has. He is not qualified to be in the position that he's in. He hasn't dealt with the supply chain crisis, which actually falls under his purview in Department of Transportation. I thought this was a joke at first. I thought it was a Photoshop that came from 4chan, but it's actually real. The Mayor Pete doc. I don't even find him interesting. I've seen saltine crackers that are more interesting than there's a factory somewhere in America. I think it might be in Kansas. And all they do is they put together white dudes, white Democrats wearing brown loafers and slacks, and they go and run for Democrat positions. So you have Robert Francis Orwork, whose own dad even told Dallas Morning News one time that they gave them the nickname Beta to appeal to Hispanics in their El Paso community. Oh, go. There's receipts. Go find that. You have John Ossoff. Same thing. Khakis, loafers. And you have Pete Buttigieg, same thing, khakis and loafers. They're like the Bill Pullman, Bill Paxtons of Democrats. It doesn't make any sense. So that I don't understand why this deserves an entire documentary. Do you care? Are you going to be fascinated? Watch as he deals. Watch all about Mayor Pete Buttigieg from his early days as admiral of the canoe fleet at Camp Wimpy Tonka.
He's been largely MIA for the past 3.5
Well, he's
months.
Been chest feeding.
Oh, is that?
I wonder if that's going to be. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm just assuming. I think he said bottle feeding.
That hits me like moist.
Yeah, chest feeding.
Not interested.
Uh huh.
But he's been largely MIA for his entire tenure as his position. So I'm wondering what this documentary could possibly include that would make me care, I guess.
Poor Beto. Like, that white, sad dude has, like, tried for so hard. He's trying so hard to be, relevant and cool. Wait a minute, here's Wonderwall. I just the discussion about this documentary is making me fall asleep. So let's move on because they're boring. I don't find anything that's even remotely interesting about that. We're supposed to care because they they do it a certain way. So that's going to sustain people's attention for over an hour for a documentary. Nobody cares. Maybe it's like, you know how they do a search for Bigfoot? Maybe it's like that, where they're trying to find this guy. So they don't know where he is. I'm telling you. Yeah, that sounds like that, So are you guys ready for this? From the Washington Times, amid soaring inflation, the woke Federal Reserve is in danger of losing control of inflation, economists warn. The alarm sounded about central banks' focus on climate change and racial justice. Oh. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers was criticizing the Fed. And he's a Democrat. He's saying that he's criticizing it. And he's like, they're too woke. They are. I don't know why the Fed is being woke. He said, we have a generation of central bankers who are defining themselves by their wokeness. That sentence to me is bizarre. I just want to read this again. We have a generation of central bankers defining themselves by their wokeness. You're a banker. What? Like, do your banking, right? Why are we, oh gosh, wokeness is, it just turns everything it touches to what Trump said, crap. He didn't say that word though. I would love to, but I do have that pass, but I'm saving it. But that pass, by the way, is only as good as I am friends with the FCC commissioner. Just saying. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling kind of hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, inflation, the list goes on. There is something that you can do. You can buy from companies that believe what you believe and support your right to believe what you want to believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there has been one company that's willing to stand with you and has done so since 2012, and that's Patriot Mobile. It's America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the other major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations that fight for religious freedom, your constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responders as well. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and get free activation with offer code Dana. Get special discounts for veterans and first responders, also multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
Interesting. So this is breaking news coming from the Washington Free Beacon. A former Bernie Sanders advisor who is leading the push to unseat Kyrsten Sinema was indicted for embezzling money from a labor union. Chuck Rocha was still hired by the Sanders campaign even after he was convicted. Wow, it sounds like making some good choices there. They hired the best people, the Bernie Sanders folks, right? Isn't that kind of in the how it goes? They hire some of the best people. Also, here coming up, I ended up just closing. I saw an image that had all the ships that were out waiting to get into Port of Los Angeles. People were calling it a Biden flotilla or Biden boat parade. That actually, I like that. That's good. Also, looking at this. I'm going to punch Google Docs in the face is what I'm going to do. Terry McAuliffe, McAuliffe and Abrams are warning Virginians that the Commonwealth could look like Texas and Georgia if Glenn Youngkin wins. Yeah, that's a sales pitch right there. You promise? 106-year-old Berks County woman who credits a youngling a day for longevity gets a gift from the brewery. I can't think of the word youngling without thinking of that Star Wars meme where Natalie Portman's saying, "And you killed younglings?" I go back to it, sorry. A drunk Scot ripped a supermarket, not a Scottish person, not a dude named Scott, ripped a supermarket door off as he broke in to steal more alcohol. This is according to the Daily Record. Aaron McCullough was told he was lucky he was being spared jail. He broke in, he ripped the door off a supermarket in a desperate bid to get more booze. Aaron McCullough trashed the Aldi in North Ayrshire this October. Yeah, so he went to jail for a bit, but he's okay now.
More people are getting vaccinated. More lives are being saved. Let's be clear. When you see headlines and reports of mass firings and hundreds of people losing their jobs, look at the bigger story. I've spoken with Scott Kirby, CEO of United Airlines, who's here today. United went from 59% of their employees to 99% of their employees in less than 2 months after implementing the requirement. 99%.
Guys, when you fire all the people who aren't vaccinated, your vaccination rate goes sky high. Welcome back to the show, DanaLash.com. That's exactly what Robert Runcie in Broward County School District, that's the math he used to bring down the school district's crime rate to get federal money. He's like, if I stop counting the crimes, then they go down. That's literally what he did.
Also his unemployment tactic.
I mean, you know, they went from 59% of their employees vaccinated to 99% because they fired people. You clown. They fired people. See, telling you what, this is crazy spooky math. These people are crazy. Yes, you know, when you get rid of people, the vaccination rates go up. It's crazy. All right, can we talk about some wokery? We're going to talk about some Rona stuff here too, but let me get some of this wokery out of the way. I got more wokery for you. So two things. Actually, I have one, two, three, four things. One of them includes they're trying to get woke with the Salvation Army. I'm going to touch on that in a minute because now I'm fixing to throw some hands or flip-flops is like my family would do. Beat you with a shoe. How desperate are you? Like when you don't have any other thing you can use, you just use your shoe. It's all the adults in my family. All right. So and again, I do not allow the progressive patriarchy to control my language. So don't. So the person that's leading the boycott of Dave Chappelle's thing, of his specials on Netflix, is a white male who identifies as a woman. So a white dude wants to cancel a black dude. Go ahead and run with that, Variety. Go ahead. Y'all go ahead and run with this. The guy is the showrunner for White Like Me, and I have to tell you, if you read the Twitter thread where if you look at that, because it was trending for a while and there were a lot of people who were like, wait, what? Why? Someone said, if like me, and these are like people from, across the spectrum of ideologies. And you have people going, well, if like me, you've been wondering why so much new content marketed to black audiences feels often unrelatable. There's a big old clue right here. This is the rule, not the exception. That's Terrain Walker, who is the founder and editor of Context Media. And it's about how the Dear White People showrunner, a white man, announced Wednesday that he's going to be boycotting Netflix over Dave Chappelle's special. What? Yeah. By the way, didn't that show get canceled? I had no idea that it was a show about, black families, and it was written by a white dude. Right? I don't know. It's the Dear White People, I think. Yeah. The Dear White People. I've never, barely heard of that show. So I don't really know anything about it. But I just feel like that's a lead that's buried. Right? It just, and now a lot of people are speaking out about how the showrunner for White Like Me, or Dear White People, excuse me, the showrunner for Dear White People is a white dude who is now trying to get a black dude canceled. Just going to put that out there, lay that out there for everybody. Because it's kind of, now here's more, I have more. So Sarah Silverman is kind of a, well, she, I think she's a moron. She is so ridiculous. She's tried coming at me before and she's was not successful. And in fact, she had to like correct a lot of the stuff she said. So don't come at me. Best not miss. Tony Shalhoub got into it with her. Now, Tony Shalhoub was, he played, what was that show? Monk? Yeah, that show. So she got mad because they cast a Catholic actress named Catherine Hahn to play Joan Rivers in a film about Joan Rivers. I kind of have a feeling that Joan Rivers would not care. She'd probably say as long as she, like, the actress has like a good rack or something like that, and that's probably be the only thing she'd say. Like, it's Joan Rivers. I mean, people who think that Joan Rivers is going to be offended over anything, like, you know, God rest her soul, have never. I love Joan Rivers because she never GAF. She didn't care. She was not going to get into all the cancel culture stuff. In fact, she was like railing against it before she passed. So Silverman said she, because Shalhoub, who is Lebanese, he got mad at Silverman over this and said, what, are only mafia members allowed to play mobsters? That's like a stupid tack to take for Silverman. Like, didn't she get in trouble a whole bunch for some of the stuff she's done before? But they, I just don't think that Joan Rivers would be upset. But she, what she had said, she, Silverman had said that a Gentile playing Joan Rivers correctly would be, she said, and the phrase that she used was, quote unquote, Jew face. That's what she said. And I'm just like, what? What? She says, that's what it is. And she said, especially when representation matters. Is she having like career problems or something, Sarah Silverman? Because usually this is what happens when people have career problems and they play this card. So Tony Shalhoub took her to the woodshed and he slammed her characterization and he said, are only mafia members allowed to play mobsters? And he says, I think any actors can play whatever they want because it's acting. He's like, we're actors. We're trained to not play yourself, to play characters. And he goes, so it's troubling to me that they're limiting actors. Duh, it's called acting. Oh my gosh. Who is it that has one of the best bits? I cannot say any of it. Bill, oh my gosh. He had a great stand-up about this. Oh my gosh. I can't even believe I can't think of his name. What? Thank you for the love. Okay. What? I didn't know Bill Burr. Okay. Yeah, Bill Burr. Bill Burr has a whole thing about this. Because remember they came at the guy who he was in Breaking Bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Malcolm in the Middle dad who went into Breaking Bad to sell meth. Yeah. Right? Meth. And he played a guy in a movie with Kevin Hart, and he was a guy in a wheelchair. He was a paraplegic. And apparently everybody got mad. And I don't even want to play Bill Burr's skit on this. It is, look, there are no sacred cows in comedy, okay? If you think there should be, you are part of the problem. But he did this whole thing where he was like, you know, they went at this actor because he wasn't actually paraplegic and he was playing a paraplegic. He's like, it's called acting. He's like, what are they going to do? Like, how did you prepare for this role? I mean, I can't even. I can't even get into it, but it's called acting. There are some people who are good actors. There are also some people who, if you see their name, now be real with me, you go to see a movie and if you like, say you're going to see an action movie, right? Say that you're going to go see like a spy movie or any, whatever. Are you going to go see a movie with an actor who you don't really know because it's all about representation more than anything else? I mean, forget the fact that it's a fake story and a fake character and all this other stuff. Somebody whose name you don't know, are you going to go and spend 2 hours, maybe plus, of your life watching this person act in a film? Or are you going to go with a tried and true name that you know, and you know they're a good actor, and you know they're going to deliver solidly on a character and a story? Because if you lie about picking number two, then you're a lying liar who lies. That's all there is to it. Nobody's going to do it. It's just so dumb. Stop it. This is so ridiculous. Who cares? Is she a good actress? That's what matters. Gosh, this is like so antithetical to what Joan Rivers would do. Joan Rivers would tell you to shut up in a totally unflattering way. It just, it doesn't matter. Actors are actors. Okay, so now the Salvation Army is doing wokery. Yeah, Salvation Army is into the wokery. I love the Salvation Army. When we lived in St. Louis, always happy to help with the Red Kettle, all of that stuff. And when I homeschooled my kids, when we lived in St. Louis, we were part of a co-op where the Salvation Army was really sweet, and we got to use their facilities for like gym class and science labs. It was awesome. And we were more than happy to help out with their charitable stuff. And it was a, it was just great for the kids, and they do so much great work. So now apparently they've begun to promote political and racial ideologies under the banner of their International Social Justice Commission. And they have the leader of this, the general and international leader of the Salvation Army, because it was started in Britain, and it's a basically Christian outreach, Christian charity, but it's designed and structured like the military, right, with hierarchy and all that. And so they have an initiative called Let's Talk About Racism, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the guy's a Canadian, and he says they've got to overcome the damage racism has inflicted on the world. Let's talk about it, blah, blah, blah. And I was talking to someone for my separate hour of programming for the first, Christian Watson. He's a great podcaster and super nice guy. And his family works with the Salvation Army. They call themselves Salvationists. They work with the Salvation Army. His grandmother worked with them. Some of his other family members still do. And they said that they're sharing this stuff through emails and videos and presentations and all this stuff. And it's like the Be Less White program with Coca-Cola. And the problem with all of this stuff, because it's all CRT, it's all that theory. Here's the problem with it. So Christian principle, and this is why America is so cool, because it's kind of, well, supposed to operate by the same principle. So this is implementing something like this is antithetical to faith. And here's why. Because you're not supposed to center yourself around your ethnicity or even your sex. That's not what you center yourself around. Are you a child of God? Are you a member of the kingdom? That's it. That is your first and only identity. That's the only identity that matters. That's it. So pushing all of this other division is antithetical to the identity that you are told over and over in New Testament to embrace. And that's a problem. I see it happening a lot in churches too. And then you have that CRT, that Gnosticism that our friend Vodi Bakum talks about, where it's like you can't know a true experience unless you are that experience, he takes issue with that as well as I do. And then, of course, we can't forget, I know we got a movement, but Justin Trudeau's sexual identities acronym. He tweeted that people across the country are lighting candles to honor blah, 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 blah. 2SLGBTQQIA. What is that? It's 11 letters. Did he like accidentally butt type? What happened? You know what I mean? What? So it's...
It's my router password.
It's a password. 2SLGBTQQIA+. I would just think that one Q is needed, right? Well. So wait a minute. This is what it stands for. Are you ready? So 2SLGBTQQIA+ stands for Two-Spirit, Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, Queer, Questioning, Intersex, Asexual, and all other sexual orientations and genders. Two-Spirit refers to a person who identifies as having both a masculine and feminine spirit. I just totally got an oils and crystals vibe, right? Why? So I have a spirit that has frankenbeans, and then I have a spirit that doesn't have a frankenbean.
But why are the spirits only two if all the other genders are hundreds?
That's actually a good point. Wait a minute. So why are... Wait, you're...
You're limiting my spirit gender.
How dare your cis spirits... This is for real, though. Isn't that a cis spirit? See, they contradict themselves.
Those are cis spirits. Don't tell me what my spirit is.
It's a cispiracy. I don't know, man.
I'm 30 spirit.
Why is it only two? Why stop at two?
Right.
For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at DeltaRescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly DeltaRescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at DeltaRescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit DeltaRescue.org/Dana today.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, and don't forget about Florida Woman, too. This comes by way of CBS Channel 12. A shirtless Florida woman tried to rob stores with body spray. Bonita Springs, Florida. Investigators say that a shirtless woman armed with body spray tried to rob two stores in Florida. She did not succeed. The Lee County Sheriff's Office arrested 53-year-old Laurie Oakes on a robbery charge. On Monday, deputies said that Oakes drove up to a McDonald's drive-thru in Bonita Springs, pulled out a bottle of body spray perfume, and tried to rob the place. The worker closed the drive-thru window, and Oakes left without any cash, because that's all it took, said the sheriff's office. 15 minutes later, she tried to rob a nearby Circle K, shirtless, armed with that same bottle of body spray, but she was again unsuccessful. And by shirtless, we mean she pulled her blue shirt over her head and then walked around with the body spray. They executed a search warrant at her home, where they found the body spray and the clothing that she had at the time of the robbery attempts. So don't be Laurie Oakes. Clearly, is she on, like, some, I don't know. Let's see. Florida man attacked his sister and bit a cop after someone touched his cigar. Actually a cigar. Not anything else. Suspect also tried to tip over a refrigerator and threw food, say Pinellas Park police. The man, 23-year-old Brian Keith Harrington, he got mad because he thought his sister's boyfriend had either moved or smoked one of his cigars. So he attacked the boyfriend, shoved his sister and other relatives, and they tried to calm him down. He went to the refrigerator and threw ketchup, a half gallon of juice, and other food containers at his sister. The sister's boyfriend declined to press charges. He remains in jail with bail set at $10,150. Don't touch that man's cigar. We got more to come, including a huge, huge New York Times correction on how they overreported children's hospitalizations with COVID. When do you hear this? Friends, we're on the brink of an economic crisis, really. I mean, thanks to the economic policies and the jobless numbers, everything's been abysmal. Inflation is starting to increase. We're seeing supply chain disruptions. It's kind of crazy. Instead of following the former president's pro-business agenda that had the economy booming, now the new administration wants to tax corporations, tax small businesses, pass trillion-dollar bills that we can't pay for. You need to take proactive steps to protect your wealth and your retirement by investing in gold and precious metals, and legacy precious metals can help. Washington keeps printing money and it devalues your dollar. Gold offers you a hedge against inflation. As the dollar gets weaker, gold gets stronger. So the folks at Legacy Precious Metals are the gold standard when it comes to investing in precious metals. They have a team of experts who can counsel you on the best options for you and your family. Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals at 866-580-2088 or visit them online to download their free investor's guide that's full of all kinds of useful information at legacypminvestments.com. Visit Legacy. Letter P, letter M, investments.com.
First thing Cabinet has decided is that Auckland will remain at Alert Level 3 and with the current restrictions already in place. And that we will do that for the next 2 weeks.
Okay, so that is New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. She's announcing their that Auckland is going to extend its lockdown, the harshest in the world, for another 2 weeks. Not a fun place to be if you're in New Zealand. Welcome back to the show, DanaLash.com. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. over at Substack. And then, of course, you can download the Odyssey app to listen to the show that you're listening to right now. I'm required to say this to you. Download the app. Do it. All right, Kane, I got things to get to, but I'm totally distracted now by the text Kane received from a surveyor. Kane, you're getting surveyed, so we thought we'd do it live on air.
Why not?
Yeah, let's do it. So it appears they didn't tell you, just to let people know, they didn't tell you what the survey, producer Kane, they did not tell you what the survey was That's about.
True. That's true.
So they just said they had four questions for you.
Yep. They said, "Hi, I'm May with GP Research. We're surveying Texas residents. Can you respond to a four-question poll?"
Yes. And you said yes.
And of course I said yes.
So let's do the first question. I'm so excited about this. I love surveys. Do it.
They said, "Thanks. You can end the survey at any time by replying end survey. First, how familiar are you with the Goalkeepers Initiative by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation?"
All I know is about the Gateses, and I hear things, and not all of them are good. Didn't his daughter get married over the weekend?
Not familiar at all, or not very familiar, or somewhat familiar, or somewhat very familiar.
You're probably very familiar.
I'm not very familiar.
Oh, I'm somewhat, sort of.
I'm just going to put not very familiar.
Okay, good. Let me know if there's a question, like a follow-up about eating babies or something.
Let's see if it's going to reply. It takes a few seconds, obviously.
Yeah. I don't know what the Goalkeepers Foundation is. What do they even do?
I don't know.
Do they train
foundation goalies?
Yeah, maybe it's like a soccer thing.
Maybe they train goalies.
And when they're not like trying to take over the world.
Don't you mean
But aren't
European?
They divorced too? Is it still the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation?
You mean European football?
Yeah. Goalkeepers 2021 home. Accelerating progress towards sustainable development goals.
Wow, that's general.
Yeah, it sounds like a bunch of BS. Uh-huh.
Interesting. Well, they haven't replied yet, but come on.
That's okay. That's all right.
They don't know this is live radio?
It's live radio. You wanted to answer it and then fake us like we were going to be live.
Right.
And I'm like,
so
no,
we
we're going to be legit.
Survey.
We're going to be legit, man. We're going to be real. All right, that's fine. So we'll just talk about some other things, and then when they come back to you, you should let them know, be like, listen, May, I'm on a time limit here,
right.
May.
Supposed to be a quick four
right,
question
May.
Poll.
It's a quick four question poll, so it's not automated like that. Then you actually have someone texting you,
I guess.
So they got to think of something to tell you. Be like, is it the Baby Eating Foundation where they eat babies? Just curious. And is it still the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? Because didn't she divorce his butt because he was being kind of a whore?
They're divorced, so I don't know. Maybe that's still the name of the foundation. Like they haven't renamed it.
Bill Gates and Side Piece Foundation. Right. I don't know. Like, is Melinda going to do her own thing? I would imagine she would. She like did not want to have anything to do with him. Anyway, their daughter got married over the weekend in like a $2 trillion wedding. And sidebar, I love how he's like, he tries to virtue signal. I'm not giving my daughter any of my fortune. She's not going to inherit anything. I just bought a $12 million horse ranch for her, funded her Olympic horse, her equestrian dreams. And she had an over $2 million wedding and two Vera Wang wedding gowns. But, you know.
So I put, I'm not very familiar with the Bill and Side Piece Gates Foundation. So, okay.
So we'll see. Yeah, just keep us updated.
Maybe they know they're live on the air and they stopped the survey themselves. Who knows?
I know.
All right. I'll alert you as soon as I get a response.
Okay. Yes. Let us know, because it's very important that you let us know this. All right. Because I love surveys. So before we went to break, I put this in the audio version of Slack. Jen Psaki was saying a backlog at U.S. ports. The reason that there's a backlog is because people have more money because Biden's so awesome and wages are up. That's what she's saying. That's literally her response. You can listen to it here. It's an audio section. It is the one I put in, but it's okay. I'm going to play it here. I'm going to play it on me. I got it. Right. I'm playing it on me because I don't want to wait. Like, I'm going to wait for this.
Hey, Jen, I just want to follow up on survey. The supply chain that you just said was, you were seeing some serious progress on that front. So a couple of questions.
Yeah.
So the Port of Long Beach yesterday saw this new record broken, 100 vessels at anchor waiting to enter. Normally pre-COVID, they're seeing 17 ships, give or take, at anchor. Is the president satisfied today on where things stand?
The president is satisfied that progress continues to be made. And one of the reasons that there has been so much traffic in a lot of these ports is because there are more goods that are being ordered by people across the country. People have more money, expendable resources. Their wages are up. More people are working than they were a year ago. And port to port, it's different. But statistically, some of these ports have 20%, 30% increased volume as a result of that.
When you have a backlog and then you don't, when you're not working, there tends to be a backup there. So, I mean, you had 97 vessels that were waiting, just more so than last month. 100 ships waiting this month so far. 100 ships waiting, all waiting to get in. And that's not, I don't really think that they have an understanding, because for them, and wages are being cut in half because of inflation. That's what, we're going to come back to this, or we're going to go back and forth between this and then the survey. Kane,
I got a response.
If you're just joining us, Kane, you know I love surveys. I love being surveyed for polls. So Kane's being surveyed now, and we're doing it live on air. Yep. It's a 4-question thing, and they just asked him about Bill and Melinda Gates' goalkeeper thing, whatever, yeah, foundation.
Goalkeepers Initiative.
And how familiar were you? And he's like, not very much.
Familiar.
So what they ask?
Their next question is, how likely are you to recommend the goalkeeper's report by the Bill and Side Piece Gates Foundation to your coworkers or peers?
Not at all.
Not
blank
at all.
Off.
Likely. All right, so that's,
I mean, that's what I would say. I would be like, is there a redacted off option?
No.
Do they make you pick like a number, or do you get to say whatever
it's
you
four
want?
Four numbers. Number one is not at all likely. Number two is not very likely. Number three is somewhat likely.
What's the number four? Are you blanking
four
kidding
is
me?
Very likely.
None of those say, are you blanking kidding me?
Right.
So probably the opposite of number four that said very likely.
I'll do one.
Okay.
And we'll just see. So it took him a little bit to type out that last one, so it's probably going to take him a little bit.
I'm fascinated by this. What is even that? What is the goalkeeper's?
But they're now saying it's
the
goalkeeper.
We ate 10 babies this month. It's a record number for us.
Now they say it's the goalkeeper's report.
The hell is that?
Oh, they just got...
They were ready.
Right, hold on, here we go.
Oh.
So now it says, how optimistic are you that global leaders can make progress towards achieving the UN Sustainable Development Goals by 2030?
Oh, this is so rich. You're totally getting surveyed by a One World Order fanatic. This is amazing.
Live on the air. So how optimistic are you that global leaders can make progress towards achieving the UN Sustainable Development Goals by 2030?
No. I don't even know what the hell that means. Whatever.
Two is somewhat optimistic. Three is not very optimistic. And four, not optimistic at all.
Oh, man. I would probably say four since...
Right.
Yeah.
By 2030, although that's, you know, what is that?
I wish there was something stronger than that.
9 years and some change away. So,
and also because you think the goals are absolute, you know, their goals are a steaming coil.
So I'm going to say not very optimistic,
yes.
Or do you want to say not optimistic at all?
Not optimistic at all.
All right, so we'll do that. Number
I think
four,
that's, yeah.
Not optimistic at all.
Oh, man, please let them do like where you can fill in the blank.
I wonder if this is like, it must be automated, because there's no way she could have typed all of that.
I don't even know what their, let me look at their global goals, whatever these people are.
Ooh, the final question just popped in.
Here we go.
Finally, how important is it for world leaders to find equitable solutions for global health challenges?
It's none of their damn business.
How important is it for world leaders?
Tell them to get bent.
To find equitable solutions for global health challenges.
One, pound sand. Two, get bent. Three, go do something unflattering to yourself. Four, burn in the lowest pit of hell.
All very similar answers. I think they want to. So number one is very important. Number two, somewhat important. Number three, not very important. And number four, not important at all.
I would say four. Yeah, because gender equality, clean water. I mean, the gender equality thing. What is that? Blah, blah, blah.
Gender equality for global health?
I don't know. Like, are they talking about specifically in Sharia nations where women can't even go into court? Because amazingly, they always omit those people.
Well, they're saying the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So,
the United Nations that has China on their Human Rights Commission.
Exactly.
China that has Uyghurs, a million of them, imprisoned up in Xinjiang province.
Boom. Now they just replied. That's it. Thank you for your participation.
Yes. We're going to go back to eating babies now at the goalkeeper brigade. That's really what it is.
Wow.
Thank you for doing that for us, because I love surveys.
Yep.
Adore them. Oh, man. And the best is like the phone call when they're like, we would like to do a survey. And I'm like, yes, you would. Yeah. And it always is off-putting to them.
Yeah. Making these surveys public, I think it's a you know, community.
Y'all do those surveys. Yeah.
It's a contribution to community.
I get so excited, it makes them feel uncomfortable. Like, I've actually been like, oh, I love this question. And they're like, whoa, yeah. Calm down,
you just performed
ma'am.
A community service.
Look at you, performing community services. Is it a community service, though? Because they feel like it's a big, giant tax write-off.
Yeah, making people aware of these dumb polls. I think it is a community service.
Oh, no, I was, like, talking about the Gates thing.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not.
We're able to save more money in taxes because we can write all this garbage off. Thank you for our community service. That's what it is. That's what they do. Oh, all right. Well, thank you, Kane, for taking that one for the team.
You're
we
welcome.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we appreciate that. All right, so one of the things we've been discussing is this ongoing, oh my goodness, this insane response from, it was during the White House press conference. And it was Jen Psaki who was saying that the reason that there's this backlog or the reason that we're having these problems with the supply chain issues is because people are just super rich and everybody has jobs and everything is amazing. Except we know that that's totally not even remotely accurate. Right? So, not at all. And I'm going to have a piece coming up about this. I wanted to share with you as well, because I told you how the IRS wanted to move their reporting requirement from $600 to $10,000. Now, do you remember, this is in like one of these bills, the House, their budget and their reconciliation, et cetera. They think that you should just go ahead and allow them, the IRS, to get into your bank account. And every time you have any kind of transaction, $600 or more, they get to know about it, which there's a gun registry. But now they want to move it from $600 to $10,000 threshold. So anybody that has more than 600 in their account, now they want to move that threshold to $10,000. And if they think that by moving the reporting threshold is going to change anything, that's like the goofiest thing I've ever seen. We're going to talk more about this in depth as well, because I want to keep you updated about all these changes. Podcast listening, balanced, also podcast, but this is really like, this is my jam because rock and heavy metal, bass mode for any kind of like hip hop, reggae, dancehall, EDM, anything like that. Raycon offers 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. They got a built-in mic, take your calls, do your workout, whatever it is. Here's the thing, they're premium, but they're half the price of those other fakers out there, the other audio brands. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. So you can get 15% off of your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Dana. That's buyraycon.com/Dana to save 15% off your Raycons.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
If you don't do air cowbell with that, I mean, can we be friends? I don't know. That's like the big question. Okay, I've got like a million things for you here. So this, an update to this story. Remember the woman who it was reported she was raped on a train in Philly? They said police were reviewing the surveillance footage, the CCTV. And they said that the passengers who were on the train and did nothing while this man raped this woman on a commuter train outside Philly, that they all just held up their phones. They think they may have recorded the vile attack on their phones because nobody called for help instead of calling for help. And I pointed out on Twitter, people are confronted and called murderers in Target if they don't wear face masks. But you rape a woman on a train, nobody says a thing. Unreal. Man, our society is sick in the head. Sick in the head. Also, got a couple of other things here for you. I gotta get down to it because I was too busy like talking to getting mad about the story. Firefighters scoured an Australian neighborhood looking for a gas leak, and they found a durian fruit. And apparently, is that the fruit that smells like a dead body?
Yeah, pretty much.
They said people think it's a gas leak. There's one fruit that does smell like a dead body. That's like a corpse fruit. I think it's actually called a corpse fruit. But they said that
corpse flower, I know.
Yeah, they said that this has a very odoriferous smell. Some people actually like it. But they said that they were looking in this Australian neighborhood, and they actually finally found this plant. And they said that they think that somebody was perhaps eating the spiky fruit that comes from Southeast Asia. It has a very divisive reputation. Haters say that it smells like horrible, very pungent smell, but apparently it tastes good. Could you not breathe when you eat it? I can't imagine. But they said that if you eat it, your breath smells like you were French kissing a dead grandmother. Oh. That sounds horrible. Are you okay? They're seeing these Steve just about choked to death there. Oh, man, that's really bad. Doctors blame TikTok for a surge in teen girls experiencing tics. I don't understand this. I also don't allow my kids on TikTok. Well, my oldest doesn't even want to be on TikTok. He doesn't care. But physical jerking and verbal outbursts, because apparently they're... Are they mimicking, like, this stuff on social media and mimicking this behavior? This is what some doctors are thinking. Stay with us.
Want a behind-the-scenes look at The Dana Show? Subscribe to Dana's Chapter and Verse newsletter for a deeper dive in all things Dana at danalash.com.
That's right. Make sure you subscribe to the newsletter over at Substack as well. So this has been a big topic of conversation in my house, because I like movies based on comics, and I really get into the characters and I get into their backstory. And my husband is like, he's like, Superman's the best character, and I kind of like Spider-Man, and I go a little bit Marvel, and my husband's solidly DC, so there's a little bit of some conflict, and my kids are caught in the middle, and they're like, two Christmases. But long story short, I was really kind of blown away by A, how insane the wokery has gotten, and B, where it has spread and how fast it spread. And of course, one of the stories that we've been talking about this week is the situation with Superman, right? So Superman, you have Superman's son. I don't know why it should be important to any of us, like, what his son wants to do, like, in his romantical private time. I mean, it's like, do we really care? Can you kill people that are bad? You can? Okay, let's go do that. And by let's, you. And then this, now it's not truth, justice, in the American way. It's truth, justice, and a better tomorrow, whatever the hell that means. And a lot of people have been speaking out about it, but none more so influential than the people who are in the industry who help create these characters that you have grown to love. And one of those artists joins us now, Ethan Van Sciver, who has a really cool name. I mean, he has three names. Ethan Van Sciver. That's a pretty authoritative name. I dig it. And Ethan, you can find him, all caps comics, on Twitter, at Ethan Van Sciver. And he's illustrated, he's done covers for a number of different titles, you know, working with primarily DC, as I understand it. And you can also find him at comicsgate.org. He's spoken out about this quite a bit. And Ethan joins us now via Skype. Ethan, pleasure to see you. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Well, this is a real pleasure. I appreciate it. I'm a big fan, so it's nice to be on the show.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm a big fan of what you do. And this is why, when I see, you know, people of your stature in this industry that speak out on this, I mean, when the people who are creating the worlds that we see and who are bringing them to life and who are, however, in whatever aspect, that's pretty significant. Talk to me a little bit about this, because I know you've tweeted about it extensively, and there's been a lot of feedback that we've gotten since talking about the story from around the country and our markets around the country from folks. How do you react to this? Because it's Superman. This is where people go for an escape, and now you can't escape anything anywhere.
No, it's so typical. I mean, the industry, the comic book industry, like a lot of other industries that are kind of hobby-based, that are, you know, for kids, that are all about raising kids with a sense of morals and who they're supposed to be, have been invaded by these social justice warriors. They're radical left-wing activists. And for some reason, these big corporations are allowing them. I think they're hiring them on purpose at this point. I think that it's part of the agenda. And DC Comics held out for a long time. Marvel Comics went woke way back in 2014 or 2015. DC Comics kind of held out. But recently, they were purchased by a bigger corporation, AT&T, which is like $171 billion in debt. And so they purchased Warner Media, which includes DC Comics, for the intent purpose, I guess, of trying to get out of debt. And the first thing that they did was they fired everybody that I knew in editorial that was holding out against woke, fired them. All of the editorial, all of the people that I worked with, gone, and replaced them with activists who are now one by one changing all of these characters and into woke diversity versions of these characters. Wonder Woman is now gay. Aqualad is now gay. Robin is gay. The new thing, Superman, is gay. Catwoman is gay. Poison Ivy.
Catwoman?
Catwoman, yes. I mean, that's shocking, isn't it? I thought she had a thing with Batman.
Yeah, I thought she had a thing with Batman. I mean, that's this. It is. And we're talking with Ethan Van Sciver, who is an illustrator, and he's worked with DC, and he's, you know, helped bring all these characters to life over the years. I understand the argument that people have when they're like, oh, I want representation or whatever. Why can't you create your own thing? Why do you have to rewrite canon?
Well, that's a good question. They've announced that they're going to do a black Superman and a black Batman. They're going to be making movies about these new versions of those characters. And I've asked them. I've said, you know, back in 1993, they hired a whole collection of like amazing African-American creators who created something called Milestone Comics, brand new African-American superheroes who everybody loved. But they didn't sell well enough. And so DC Comics kind of just shelved those characters and those creators. And even though fans have been asking for those milestone creators to come back with their characters for 25 years now, they're not, for some reason. And I think it's because those creators have a piece of those characters, and DC's going to have to shell out money to them. Wow. Instead, why not do diversity this way? You know, by taking characters that we own more of and then turning them into diverse versions of those characters, save a little money. And a lot of this is about copyright and trademark issues. A lot of it is. The Truth, Justice, and the American Way line that everybody loves, they lost the trademark to it. It was a trademark line.
What? How do you lose it? Who dropped that ball? How do you lose that trademark?
It's not there. I want to blame them, but it's not their fault. It just became generic. So, you know, you could say, hey, this is the Dana Show. We're all about truth, justice, and the American way. It's like aspirin. Everybody uses that phrase now. DC Comics, according to the USPTO, can no longer trademark that phrase. They still have faster than a speeding bullet, but they lost it, and they were embarrassed about it. They've been hiding the fact that they lost it since 2006. And if you remember the Superman Returns movie, okay, there was a scene where Perry White goes, Superman, he's all about truth, justice, and all that other stuff, right?
Oh, my gosh.
They were embarrassed of it.
That you just that is all, like, resonating with me right now. And I did not even notice that at the time. I did not even notice it.
Everybody
so it
was frustrated by it. We all kind of went, what's going on? Why are you ashamed of America all of a sudden, DC? Well, I think they feigned a little bit more in that direction. They had Superman renounce his American citizenship, and I think 2010 it was. He said he no longer wanted to be an instrument of American foreign policy. Stop. You know, it's like Superman, don't think of Superman that way. Superman is, he represents what's wonderful about America. He represents the fact that we have power, terrific, amazing power. We were raised with American values. And we fight against tyranny. That's what Superman's meant to be. That's what America is. That's what the American way is.
Exactly.
Individualism.
It almost feels weird to say I'm glad it's more of a trademark issue than the wokery issue, at least for. Although him say, you know, as you were just saying, renouncing Superman, renouncing his citizenship and all of that stuff. That's, I mean, that doesn't, I mean, that the, and that's the thing, you know, the activists and everybody that are, that they all get involved in this and then they feel like they have to like rewrite these characters. To me, that seems insulting to the representation and their objective, because they're limiting themselves to what is already created. Instead of, and I understand that with, you know, now with AT&T owning, you know, owning all of this, that it might be, you know, a monetary issue. But think of, I mean, if they write a really good character that would go crazy. People are starved for good original content. Hell, that's why I started watching anime during lockdown, because I couldn't find anything good and original anymore. So I became like this anime like monster, and I was embarrassed about it at first. Now I don't care. I love it. But talk to us a little bit about that, because there's so many more ideas out there. And it just is like just trying to work in the confines of what's already created. That's not fun.
No, it isn't. But I mean, these are corporate characters now. It's no longer about creativity. All they're doing is pumping out propaganda. And one has to wonder, I'm going to blow your mind here a little bit. And I want you to think about this. This is just a theory I have. OK, and this is what I do on my YouTube channel. I theorize and I tend to be right. I happen to know that there are woke librarians who actually receive taxpayer funding and then spend that money on small press companies and say, if you hired these woke creators to make James Bond into a transgendered black woman, then we will buy a whole gross of these books, of these graphic novels, to stock in our libraries. This is a fact. This is actually going on right now. Okay, so there's a lot of this kind of SJW far left wing radical propaganda disguised as graphic novels appearing in public libraries.
Librarians.
That's right. So wait a second. Is this happening on a bigger level? Okay. I mean, is it possible that these big corporations who are terribly in debt are receiving money from the government to make propaganda out of superheroes?
Ooh.
I think it deserves a little investigation, and that's what I'm going to do on my YouTube channel.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I think I'm right.
I want to watch and listen to that for sure, because it wouldn't be the first time the government's done stuff like this. I mean, I think of all of the propaganda in World War I and World War II. It was propaganda, but they were cool looking propaganda posters, and they weren't mean. It was like, ladies, do your hair in victory rolls and plant your victory garden. And my favorite was, if you're not carpooling, then you're riding with Hitler. That was an actual poster that they had. It legit was a real poster that they put out. So it was there was one common enemy now. And that's the other thing. The world seems to be so reduced with this. And my mind is completely blown that I feel like we now need to get more people in librarian services. That's like a science. What is it? Library science or something like that? Mm-hmm. We're missing, as you know, independent thinkers. We need to also conquer that area too. But it does feel like all of the fights and everything that all of the social justice warriors have, they're diminishing the big good versus evil fights that you're able to have in these amazing, you know, fantasy spaces and in the world of comics. They're reducing everything down to fighting because, you know, over gender recognition or who someone's boyfriend or girlfriend is. And oh my gosh, like, can we aim higher?
No, Dana, see, they're good and we're evil. That's the entire point of everything that they want to say. That's what it comes down to. Liberal, far left wing. I don't even want to say liberal anymore.
I know. Yeah, because it's an insult to classical liberals. Yeah.
Yes. Far left wing radicals are good guys. They are good people and we are bad people. And we're just going to have to deal with that through every aspect of entertainment that we used to enjoy. And that's just the way it's going to be. They just announced today that the Amazons on Paradise Island, where Wonder Woman grew up, are trans.
What?
Yes, it doesn't make any sense.
That completely, you know what? No, screw that. Screw that, because they were amazing, strong women who kicked ass, and I refuse to accept this. They're robbing women of, like, iconic female characters. No, I will riot. I've never rioted before. Not sure how that will work. But we'll figure something out.
We don't know how.
You're kidding me.
Conservatives. We don't know how to riot. Sorry.
Yeah, we don't. Like, would you knock over some of the coffee displays somewhere, or like kick a sweater set at the Gap? I don't even know what that.
I think you hold a sign and yell.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, just politely though. Like, don't oppress us, please, with our signs. So now they're doing. I'm sorry, I interrupted you because you just kind of blew my mind for a second. I go ahead and please continue. I apologize.
Well, I mean, that's just it. I mean, that, you know, every single day, you know, they are, DC Comics is currently they want to do more with gender. They want to do more with sexual identity. And again, you know, this is all stuff that's aimed at your kids. Understand, this is comics. You know, we talk about them. We still enjoy them. We're adults. I make them. I make them for a living. But all of this is aimed at socially engineering your children. That's why there are woke librarians buying this stuff and stocking it in public school libraries where your second grader can get a hold of it. They know what your kids are listening to, reading, looking at. They want to change your kids. We look at it as adults and we get angry because we're diverted. We're worried about, what about good stories?
Yeah.
And of course, yeah, it's not even about that. It's about changing who you are, changing who your kids are, and reaching your kids where you can't.
Wow.
Unless you can make comic books. You want to join me and make comic books?
I cannot draw for anything, but I will totally serve as in any capacity that I can. It'll be the worst comic book you've ever seen. And I can't color very well either. I know where my skill set is, man. I'm nowhere. I can't even compare. So Ethan, we're out of time, but I would love to have you back. Cause this is huge. And I think that this is a huge culture dictates everything. And I think that this is like one of the most important issues. And so I would love to have you back. And I'm definitely going to check out your YouTube channel when you dive down that rabbit hole and look at all of the propaganda, because that's fascinating. Ethan Van Scrivener, Scrivener. Now I'm talking about my writing app that I use for the love. I'm always like either someone's Twitter handle or their first name. So, Ethan, I appreciate you joining us. Love to have you back. Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate what you do.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Take care. Thank you. We have more to come, folks, as we wrap up this Friday broadcast. I'm so mad about the Amazon thing. I am going to riot. I'm going to fry through my glasses cloth, just so you guys know.
Listen to The Dana Show live on the Odyssey app. Weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern time.
I'm mad because, so, you know, I play Call of Duty. And so the salsa dancer who became the model for DJI Garcia on Call of Duty Cold War, he is mad at me because he's like, how dare you say that about, it's on Twitter if you want to read it. You can't say that about Alec Baldwin. And I'm like, here's one of his like jerkwad tweets where he was blaming me for the, and telling everybody I was stepping over dead bodies. So you said the same to him, right? I feel like I want to play DGI Garcia over the weekend and just let him get mauled by zombies over and over again. That's what I feel like I'm going to do, man. Just
man, screen grab that.
Dude, I will, man. It's going to totally tank my ranking, but you know, I'll do it. You know, I'll take one for the team. All right, folks, I promised you a mailbag of hate and I totally screwed you over, but I didn't anticipate everything happening that happened today. I promised you, hands to sky, I will do it Monday. I'm so sorry. I'm bad. Just be mad at me. All right, today's stupidity came.
Oh, it's our president. Are you surprised? He's mocking the unvaccinated and those with natural immunity, actually, by saying things like this.
The two things that concern me, one are those who just try to make this a political issue, freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID. No, I mean, come on, freedom.
Really? Our president mocking freedom, actually, too. Right there.
I'm afraid to kill you with my COVID. Golly, that's way to be divisive, President McUnity. Yeah, I mean, and then also it's not an immediate death sentence either. But anyway, folks, that does it for us this week. All right, God love you. Be back with you Monday.